watch your step coming up. And if you do the first reading, a reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, pause, then at the end, the word of the Lord. And then if, at the end, you just turn the page so to be ready for the next reading.
Next person.
Okay. Okay. And then watch your step going down.
Okay.
You don't want any people
I don't
to
want a trip. Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Good morning and welcome to Our Lady of the Valley Parish. Before our liturgy begins, we ask that you please silence all cell phones and electronic devices. And as a community of faith, we invite you to stand and join in our entrance hymn found in your worship aid, Here I Am, Lord.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with all of you. On the day of his baptism, our brother Joseph died with Christ. May he now share with him the gift of eternal life. Truly, we know that Joe was a man of faith who truly believed the word of God, but also truly lived that word as a son, as a brother, a husband, a father, a grandfather, a judge, a lawyer, a deeply committed Catholic, a member of community. So we place by his remains God's holy word. For For us as Christians, the cross is a sign not of defeat or torture, but truly a sign of victory over the power of death, darkness, and despair. The cross is a symbol, too, of a life loved out in loving service. Truly in life, Joe embraced the cross of our Savior Jesus Christ and truly modeled Christ in his life of service. So we place by his remains the cross of his Savior Jesus Christ. Let us bow our heads in prayer. God of our ancestors in faith, by the covenant made on Mount Sinai, you taught your people to strengthen the bonds of family through faith, honor, and love. Look kindly upon our brother Joseph, a father who sought to bind his children to you. Bring him one day to our heavenly home where the saints dwell in blessedness and in peace. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. God speaks to us today of hope and life as we listen to God's word. Let us be seated and be attentive. And our first reading from the Hebrew scriptures will be proclaimed by Joe's daughter-in-law, Andrea.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for every affair under the heavens, a time to give birth, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot the plant, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to be far from embraces. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. What profit have workers from their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to mortals to be busied about. God has made everything appropriate to its time, but has put the timeless into their hearts so they cannot find out from the beginning to end the work which God has done. I recognize that there is nothing better than to rejoice and to do well during life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. God is my shepherd, so nothing shall I want. I rest in the meadows of faithfulness and love. I walk by the quiet waters of peace. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Gently you raise me and heal my weary soul. You lead me by pathways of righteousness and truth. My spirit shall sing the
New Testament reading will be proclaimed by Joe's sister, Linda.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Sisters and my brothers, may the Lord be with all of you. Let us listen today to a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and their Jewish friends who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, Where have you laid him? And they said to him, Sir, come and see. And Jesus wept. So the Jews said to him, See how he loved him.
But some of them said, could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind have done something so that this man would not have died? So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. And Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. And Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, so that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bonds, and his face wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to the crowd, untie him and let him go free. Now many who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The gospel, the good news of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. I'd like to introduce myself first. My name is Father Dan Murphy. I served as pastor here at Our Lady of the Valley from 2003 to 2009. And it was in those years I had the wonderful opportunity to get to know Joe, his beautiful wife Brenda, the kids Rachel, Joe, Olivia, and Michael. And over the years since I moved on from OLV, I've had the opportunity to continue to be in touch with Joe and Brenda, especially in these last 2 years of Joe's illness. It's truly an honor to be with all of you today, to celebrate Joe's life on earth, but most importantly, to commit him to our loving Father in heaven. When I think of Joe, I think of a man of deep faith, truly grounded in his being Catholic, a Villanova graduate. And of course, we know who else went to Villanova. The day of Pope Leo's election, I received a text from Joe, and on that text was a picture of his graduating yearbook from Villanova University, and who is right beside him in the senior portraits but Robert Prevost, who would become Pope Leo XIV. Obviously, Joe was quite excited about that. What an honor for Joe, and for the Pope, of course, that they would be on the same page. I think of three aspects of Joe's Roman Catholic faith that I'd like to share with you in how I prepared this homily. When the name he was given at baptism, Joseph, and it just happened when Joe's family put together the booklet for today, on the back is an image of St. Joseph. Obviously, Joe had something to do with this, I guess, right? Secondly, the symbols connected with our baptism. The Easter candle, the symbol of the risen Christ. The white cloth, reminding us of the cloth with which we are covered in our baptism. Holy water, the water we are baptized in, the water that is sprinkled on our remains at the day of our funeral. And lastly, most especially, the Easter candle that stands so prominently in the Easter season of our church year. When I thought of Joseph and Joe's name at baptism, I thought of the two times in the scriptures we hear about Joseph. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures, we hear about Joseph. Joseph, the man of the multicolored coat. Joseph, the dreamer, who through his dreams helped the Egyptians survive and in turn helped to save God's chosen people. And I couldn't help but think, was not Joe Portelli a dreamer, a visionary, a man who had wonderful dreams for his family of goodness, love, faith, and happiness
and togetherness. But truly, Joe was a man who had a vision for the human family. And in his profession, as a lawyer, as a judge, as a member of community, he had that vision of so much of what we heard in the reading that Linda proclaimed for us from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Honor one another above yourselves. Never lack in zeal. Keep your spiritual fervor. Associate with people of a lower position. Did not Joe truly vision and truly try to bring about a society of true justice, concern for all people, most importantly, the poor and the downtrodden? I'd like to share with you two brief quotes that proclaims how clearly Joe lived that image. One from his daughter, Olivia. Olivia, when she was a little girl, was trying to ask Joe what he did for a living. And when he told her, she couldn't really figure it all out. Let me quote Olivia's words and her reflection. I first fully understand what he did for a living. When I was younger, he was working as a criminal defense attorney. I don't remember how old I was, but when I asked what it meant, he said that he was essentially the person who helped defend the person who was accused of a crime. My first instinct was confusion. I couldn't understand why he would be working to support someone who did something wrong. That didn't seem to make sense to me. But I always remember what he said to me in response. I do this because everyone deserves a fair chance. And then, I think it was Joe, who shared with me one of the comments that showed up in the obituary from Vandermeer Funeral Home for Joe. And the man said this, "This man, Joe, gave me a fighting chance when most others would have sent me downstate and thrown the key away. Thanks to this man allowing me to enter a 6-month inpatient drug rehab program, I am now coming up on 10 years sober. Thank you for believing in me and being so nice to me. May you rest in peace. My thoughts and prayers are with your family." How those words truly proclaim how Joe was a dreamer and how often brought about those dreams. I think, too, of Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus, the husband of Mary, the father, the protector, the patron of the church. Truly, Joe lived that image as a father. He truly lived what it meant to be a protector, to watch over. His son Joseph said this. He had recently shared with me that when Brenda was pregnant with me, that he was so scared that he wouldn't be able to find a way to love me enough. Maybe both through his time or energy or in his heart. But wow, could that have not been further from the truth? Not only did he find the capacity to love me, he found the capacity to love 3 more children after that. His love for his children truly had no limit. Truly, Joe lived what it meant to be father and to be faithful, committed husband. Joe truly symbolized Joseph, the father of the church, the protector of the church. The thing I most remember about Joe in my years at OLV, besides as being such a great father and a great husband, was as being a religious ed teacher, a catechist. There are so many young people I've met over the years, they say, "Boy, Mr. Quartelli taught us more than we could ever remember about our faith. He taught us what it really meant to be Catholic." And Joe surely knew what it meant to be Catholic. He would usually tell me what I should be doing as a Catholic as well. But he truly was, as we hear in the letter of Romans, a man faithful in prayer, truly committed to his Catholic faith. The baptismal symbols that we use remind us at our funeral liturgy to look at our deceased loved one to see how they embraced their baptism, their call to live in the very image of Jesus Christ in life, death, and resurrection. The reading from the Hebrew scriptures that Andrea read to us today from Ecclesiastes spoke all about those dimensions in life, the tough times, the good times, the fun times, the rough times. And Job truly embraced those times. I think of a quote from St. Catherine of Siena who said, "All the way to heaven is heaven. All the way to heaven is heaven." If you ever spend time in Joe and Brenda's home, you had a taste of heaven. Because there was laughter, there was joy, there was love, there was always great food, there was always beautiful guitar playing. How many of us have heard Joe play the guitar? And how much he loved that guitar, those guitars, I should say. I remember most the red guitar. But when I was there at the home a few days ago, that they showed me that Joe had already put a list of all his guitars and their names. So truly, Joe embraced music and joy and laughter. But most importantly, he enjoyed and was blessed with 40-plus years of marriage with Brenda. The time they laughed, the time they led their children, the time they journeyed through sickness and pain in these last few years. And I know I was so honored to see that beautiful love of Brenda and Joe together in these last few years. Joe truly knew the gift of love through his wonderful children. How beautifully they came and put together this funeral liturgy today out of that great love. Joe loved simple things in life. I was always impressed by his modest, yet comfortable home. The times they spent vacations in Wildwood. His love for music. Who concerts. Rachel's fond memories of going to live music concerts and going to record shops. The family meals. And the joy he shared with so many in sharing his committed profession and bringing honor and justice to so many. So truly, Joe taught us as Jesus did. Life is to be embraced. Life is to be celebrated. But truly, Joe embraced the death of Christ in laying down his life in service. Unconditional love, justice, kindness, thinking for the best of all. And truly today, we know that Joe, in the last few months, knew the death of Christ. Because he knew that as he suffered the pains, the ravages of cancer, as he faced death, he knew he was not alone. God's love was so truly present to him, to Brenda, his family, and all of you. So truly we know Joe embraced not only the life of Christ, but the death of Christ. But today we come to celebrate and trust and believe, as Joe did, that he shares in the resurrection eternal life. The gospel I proclaim from John about the raising of Lazarus, I'm always struck by the power of the words that Jesus says, "Untie him and let him go free. Untie him and let him go free." How hard it is for all of us, especially Joe's family, to let Joe go. But we know Joe is set free. He's set free from what he has experienced in these last few years. In the traditional garb of Jews when they were buried in the time of Jesus, they were wrapped up like mummies. And so when Jesus said, "Untie him and let him free," he was untied. And so today we believe and we trust, as Joe did, that life is not ended. Life has changed. You will hear in the preface of the Mass in a few minutes those words, "For those who are faithful, life is changed, not ended." Today we believe that Joe is set free, that Joe is at peace, wrapped in the arms of a loving God. But we also trust and we believe that the love that he shared so deeply on earth does not end. It is shared with us in a new and a deeper way. I find comfort in the words of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, the little flower, who before her death at an early age of 26 said, "I will spend my heaven doing good for those I loved on earth. I will spend my heaven doing good for those I loved on earth." We believe, as Joe trusted in his faith, that Joe is set free from the limitations and the pains of this life. He is united with God, our Father, the Savior, Jesus Christ. And Joe will continue to love us in a new and an even deeper way from heaven. He will show us the example of what it means to embrace life, to live lives of service and justice. Hopefully we will embrace his faith, embrace the example of service that he set. And lastly, I draw your attention to the Easter candle. And in our Catholic tradition, the Easter candle is a sign of the risen Christ. But at the Easter vigil, when the candle is blessed, there are five little pieces of incense put into the candle in the form of a cross. The Gospel of 2 weeks ago on Sunday reminded us that Jesus invited Thomas to touch his wounds. Even in his risen life, Christ bore the wounds. And so we gather together like that. Yes, we have the wounds of sadness and loss and grief, a time for tears that will continue. But we also share, hopefully, in the joy that we know that Joe knew in his belief in Jesus Christ. To believe that, yes, we know the pain of loss, but we also can find peace and some subtle joy to know that Joe has been untied, Joe has been set free. Joe's life has changed and not ended. He shares in the very resurrection the eternal life that Christ won for him and for all of us. Please stand. This time I invite Joe's son Michael to come forth and to lead us in our prayers of intercession. My sisters and my brothers, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for his church. Confident that God hears the voices of those who trust in the Lord Jesus, we join our prayers to his. Let the response to our petitions be, "Lord, hear our prayer."
Lord, we pray for Joseph, our brother. He was given the promise of eternal life in baptism. Give him now the reward of that promise, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, our brother ate the bread of eternal life around your altar. Grant him eternal peace. With you are our bread of life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, Joseph's wife Brenda, his children and family and friends seek comfort and consolation. Heal the pain of their loss and dispel the darkness of doubt that comes from grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for all those who cared for Joseph, his doctors, nurses, aides, and all those who made his final hours comfortable, painless, and dignified. May they be rewarded for their kindness and compassion. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for the suffering, the poor, the sick, and all who feel forgotten or cast aside, especially those without support or an advocate, that they may be upheld with dignity, comfort, and hope. As we remember this devoted father and servant of justice, may his legacy inspire compassion and care for those the world too often overlooks. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pause now and remember that special relationship we have with Joseph. And we pray that God will continue to bless this special relationship, for we believe that life has changed and not ended. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord God, giver of peace and healer of souls, hear the prayers of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, and the voices of your people gathered here today, whose lives have been purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Forgive the sins of all those who sleep in Christ, and grant them a place in your heavenly kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. And at this time, I invite Joe's brother-in-law and nephew, Tom and Thomas Mullaney, to bring forth the gifts of bread and wine that will become for us the body and blood of the risen Christ to strengthen us in our journey of life. Pray, my sisters and my brothers, that your sacrifice and mine may be acceptable to God, our almighty and loving Father.
The Lord, for the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Look fervently upon our offerings today, O loving God, so that your departed servant, our brother Joe, may be taken up into glory with your Son, in whose great mystery of love we are all united. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. May the Lord be with all of you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him the hope of blessed resurrection has dawned, that those saddened by the certainty of death might be consoled by the promise of eternal life to come. Indeed, for your faithful people, Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when this earthly dwelling turns to dust, an eternal dwelling place is made ready for us in heaven. And so with all the angels and saints, we sing together the hymn of your glory. Be seated. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly ask you to send forth your Spirit upon these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose invitation we celebrate this Eucharist. On the night he was betrayed, as he gathered at table with his disciples, he took bread and said the blessing. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, at the end of the meal, he took the chalice filled with wine. Again, he gave you thanks and praise, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink of it. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, be poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming at the end of time, we offer in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the offering of your church, and recognizing the victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain the inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the apostles, the martyrs, and all the saints, on whose intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, O Lord, advance the peace and the salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith, justice, and charity your pilgrim church here on earth, with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Kevin, our bishop, with all the bishops, the clergy, the religious, the entire people your Son has gained for you. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family that you've gathered here before you today. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all of your sons and daughters scattered throughout the world. Remember your servant, our brother Joseph, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that he, who is united with your Son in a death like his, may also be one with him in his resurrection, when from the earth he will raise up in the flesh those who have died and transform our lowly body after the pattern of his own glorious body. To all of our departed loved ones and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, when you will wipe away every tear from our eyes. For seeing you, our God, as you are, we shall be like you for all ages and praise you without end, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. Through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us pray together for the coming of God's kingdom in our midst as we pray in the very words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, free us from our doubts, our fears, our anxieties, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my own peace I give you. Look not upon our sins or divisions, but look rather on our faith, and grant us all to share in the peace of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever. And may the peace of the Lord be with all of you. And let us share with one another a sign of that peace. Lord Jesus, with faith in your love and mercy, we approach your table today to eat of your body and to drink of your blood. May it bring us healing and strength in mind, body, and soul. My sisters and my brothers, behold Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, he who is our resurrection and our life. Happy are we who hold to share in the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. And may the sharing in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring us to everlasting life.
servus, servus et humilis.
Appear the hour I first be.
Let us pray. Good and gracious God, whose Son Jesus Christ left us in the sacrament of his body and blood food for our journey, mercifully grant that, strengthened by this food, our brother Joe may come to the eternal table of Christ in heaven. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Before we go our sacred ways, separate ways, let us take leave of our brother Joseph. May our farewell express our affection for him. May it ease our sadness and strengthen our hope. One day we know that we shall joyfully greet Joe again when the love of Christ, which conquers all things, destroys even death itself. I invite all of us now to bow our heads and close our eyes and each in our own way give thanks to God for the gift of Joe in our lives.
Come to me where chains can never bind you. All your pain at last behind you. In heaven, look down on him in mercy, forgive him all his trespasses and take him to his glory. Take his hand and lead him to salvation. Take his love, for love is everlasting. And remember was spoken, to love another person is to see the face of God.
Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend our brother Joe, in the sure and the certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, he will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for all the blessings you bestowed upon Joe in this life and the blessings he bestowed upon each one of us. They are surely signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn towards us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant Joe, and help us who remain to comfort one another with the assurances of our faith, until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our brother Joe forever. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And I know I speak on behalf of Father Peter and all the staff of Our Lady of the Valley, and Brenda and Olivia and Rachel and Joe and Michael. You know that when you look around, you look at the deep love and the commitment you have and the great love for Joe, so know that we give you our prayers and our love. And we thank you for allowing Joe to be part of our lives as well. And Joe, may the angels lead you into paradise. May the martyrs come to welcome you and take you to the new and eternal Jerusalem.
Oh Lord, my God, when Gentle breeze, then sing.